Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And today's show is called How Sweet It Is.
It really is. You know, as I was reading this today, I mean, of course, we put together the title some time ago, and with our producer, Susan, shout out to you. You are sweet. And I read about it, that wealth isn't a someday thing. When you're being here in this moment, you're surrounded by riches. I recall when we were on vacation not so long ago in Argentina, and I was walking down a path, and I looked up, and we were surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of dragonflies flying around. And I was just so wealthy. You know, and even here, as you're sitting across from me, if I look out the window, currently there really aren't any leaves on the trees, but I can feel spring coming. Wealth is all around you. It's inside you when you're being here. And if you want to experience it during today's show, we highly recommend
that you listen,
because listening is such a sweet, sweet thing.
But we mostly think we listen. We think we know what a good listener is, and we do our best to be good listeners. However, there's a difference between thinking about listening and listening. See, thinking about listening takes you out of the moment. Thinking takes you out of the moment. True listening involves setting aside what you know or think you know to hear what's being said fresh and new. In Zen, they called it beginner's mind. We are not attempting to do Zen. Not that I know what Zen is anyway. We do know that if you can hear what's being said without filtering it through what you already know, you will be pulled into the moment, this moment of now, just by listening. But when you start saying, oh, I know this, or yeah, I've heard this before, or oh, I don't agree, or I agree, either one of them, any of those will do to pull you out of the moment. Listening, however, pulls you in.
I have a really, actually, speaking of sweet, sweet story about listening. One of the aspects of listening that we don't often mention is that when you're busy going somewhere, you're not listening either. Recently at a Monday Night Alive, our friend Val told us the most lovely story about how she was listening to her thoughts, and she was in her apartment, and then she got ready to go out and do some grocery shopping. And of course, oftentimes when you get ready to do something like that, you're running your list over your in your head. You're thinking of the stops along the way, where you're going to go, how long it'll take, when you get back, what you're going to make when you get there. She was really consumed with that kind of thoughts. And as she came into the lobby of her apartment building, she came across an elderly woman who she had met once or twice before. Val's relatively new to the apartment building. And this woman, who's in her 90s, said, oh, hello. And Val said, hello. And then the woman said, I know you. Because they had stopped once and spoken about music. And this woman, whose name is Jean, plays Schubert and is a pianist, and Val has a passion for playing the clarinet. And Val stopped and looked at her and said, how are you? And the woman looked her in the eye and said, I'm lonely. I know you are interested in music, and I have no one to talk to about my passion for music. Do you have a moment? And immediately she thought, no, I don't have a moment. And then she just stopped, listened to this lady, and said, yes, yes, I do. And followed her into her apartment, and they had a lovely conversation. It was meaningful, far more meaningful than getting her shopping done in brisk order. she actually stopped and listened to another human being and took a moment and discovered that she wasn't as rushed as she thought she was. And it was sweet.
Well, you know, we're never really as rushed as we think we are. We're usually driving to get somewhere as though when we get there, we'll be better than when we are where we are right now in this moment.
It happened for us when we were on vacation in Argentina. We had our plans lined up and we were going from one place to the next. And all of a sudden, we are flying over an area that looked really, really different than what it looked like when we were flying in.
And we discovered that we landed 200 miles away from our destination because there was bad weather in the destination. They couldn't land there. The airport was shut down.
Which then had for a cascade of things that didn't, you know, we couldn't make our connections and we had to reschedule and do a lot of things. And it was really actually wonderful.
It was
wonderful.
A neat adventure when you take the pressure off to have your agenda fulfilled.
I ended up going into a little museum there while I was trying to discover how to get Wi-Fi or get food or... because we were really in the middle of nowhere and these ladies who spoke Portuguese clearly saw that I was a tourist and they figured out where I was from. I actually told them New York because I figured that was easier than New Jersey. They got so excited. They got out their iPhones. They had me stand. They took pictures with me. It was like I was a visiting dignitary and I had so much fun. And I realized that there are really, really kind people everywhere if you stop and take a look.
What I was so impressed by was our taxi driver, mm-hmm. who traveled at over 100 miles an hour to get us to the airport on time.
Yeah, in like a...
with consistency over 100 miles an hour. It was like being on the Autobahn on a small little road.
Yeah, everybody was driving quickly like that in like 40, 50 mile an hour zone. I think that the street signs there were a suggestion.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, it was quite lovely.
Anyway, so are you.
Thank you. We're not going anywhere in particular today. We recommend that you, it's an interesting combination between sit, you know, they say on the airplane, sit back, relax, enjoy the flight. It's not really sit back so much. It's
I kind of lean forward into it.
But you know, relax.
Yeah, but lean forward into your life, you know.
With curiosity
like
wonder.
Yeah.
We
finish each other's sentences.
We really do. Should we take our first caller today?
Let's.
The soon-to-be-married Miss Sandy. You with us, Sandy?
Hi. Yes, soon to be married.
Where are you calling in from today?
Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Munich in Germany.
All right.
And welcome to the show, Sandy.
Thank you so much. I had a really, really sweet experience today about being there and experiencing the sweetness. I just started a new project as a film editor. And in the room next door, I have a colleague who I've known for 30 years. And I just started practicing juggling. I'm really great at juggling two balls. But he decided to join me in learning. And we had some computer difficulties today. So, you know, instead of getting upset about it, then I would take the ball. And the assistant that was repairing the computer problem said, "Oh, I know how to juggle. Let me show you." And then I got the colleague from next door, and all these computer problems just, you know, they didn't resolve in that moment, but they weren't a problem. And we were just enjoying a five-minute break of practicing juggling. And it was like just really, really sweet. I love that.
Oh, that's great. You know, it occurs to me that if you approach your upcoming marriage in a similar manner, life is going to be quite wonderful for you. I think, you know, it's lovely that we have you on in general, but also I know that there are a number of people in our community, and certainly there are millions of people around the world that are in the process of formalizing, being together, getting married, and often people make the mistake of thinking that that day is the important thing. And everything leading up to that day is the important thing. And then the day itself is a celebration if you approach it that way. Otherwise, when you get there, you will be stressed.
Thank you. That I see that happening sometimes. I get like, oh, I got to take care of this and that. And if we don't have that, that's going to be a problem. And then I just take a breath and just remember that a lot of my friends are from this wonderful community that will be there. If anything goes wrong, it goes wrong, and it'll not be wrong because we'll just deal with it and start juggling or something. You know what I mean?
Well, don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know that anything can go wrong.
Hmm.
See, yeah. In transformation, there is no right or wrong. There's just a what is. There's just the way things show up. And you can either agree or disagree with how they show up, but that matters not. They show up the way they do. And if you are present, you'll handle everything that shows up brilliantly. But if you panic and think this is wrong, then you create problems because anything you resist grows stronger.
Yeah, I believe that I am well equipped from coming to several of your wonderful seminars to have the ability to really let go of the idea that everything has to be a certain way or that it could go wrong, as you say, that it can't. You're right.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, I see it in how you approach this computer, quote, problem, that rather than have the fact that the computer had a glitch and you were in the midst of taking it and having whatever repairs need to be done or upgrades need to be done, you can sit there and pout like it's not supposed to be that way, or you can enjoy your life. At any given moment, you have a chance to enjoy your life.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
So did you, I know you had a really sweet question or a sweet anecdote to give us. Did you have any question or anything else you wanted to talk about today?
Well, I did on my way home this evening, well, before this call, I was thinking about calling in to the radio show and what the subject was, and I realized that I got upset about something that I was embarrassed about getting upset about, and then that was like it got really big, and I realized nothing around me is sweet anymore. It's just, and then I listened to one of your older radio shows on my headphone, and I heard Shaya say, when you come into the moment, or when you are there where you are and aware of what is around you, then, I'm paraphrasing, but then, anyway, I did that and my upset was gone and I was back in my life.
I really love that you mentioned that. I mean, two things. One, it's great that you could grab an old radio podcast of ours and use it to recenter yourself. But lots of times people actually think life isn't sweet. Rather than recognizing if life is not being experienced as sweet, you're in the midst of being upset, resisting something, not wanting something, you've gotten hooked with something.
Well, you know, there are three principles to instantaneous transformation, the first of which is anything you resist persists and grows stronger and dominates your life. But it's the second one that I really want to talk about, and that is life shows up exactly as it does in each moment, and it can't be different than it is. Now, our upsets are usually generated out of our resistance to life showing up the way it does and not meeting our preferences, not being the way we would prefer it to be. So the game to have a satisfied life is to start to choose to have your life show up the way it showing up, rather than trying to get it to turn out the way you want. And the other thing is, what you want is based on what you know. And sometimes life offers us the greatest of gifts, and we're not aware of it because we want it to be different. Perfect example. While we were in Buenos Aires, we had some free time, and I've been looking for a gaucho hat. A gaucho is like a Argentine cowboy, but it's not like a hat, like a cowboy hat. It's more like a big beret, you know.
Or it's a Scottish tam or something, French beret. It's big though.
But it's
kind of floppy.
Floppy, you know. And so we looked everywhere whenever we had a break, and we couldn't find one anywhere. Yet I noticed all the gauchos had them, so I knew they must be somewhere around. So we figured they have in Buenos Aires these traditional gaucho type of stores that sell knives and hopefully a gaucho hat. And we got lost, thought we knew where we were going, and Ariel walked me right into a gaucho store. I mean, from being completely lost to being exactly where we wanted to be, but it didn't seem that way.
But had we been lost in a conversation about we are going the wrong way, we never would have looked in the window to see we were exactly where we should be.
Yeah, that's about it.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much for calling in today.
Sandy.
Yeah, really a treat to speak with you.
And give our love to Benedict.
I will. Great speaking with you. Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be back after this break, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Thank you.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We invite you, should you wish, to meet us in person and meet some of the amazing people you listen to when you tune into our podcast. In person, you can join us for an upcoming seminar. The next one we have coming up is Transformational Time and Project Management in May on the 4th and 5th. It's a Saturday and Sunday.
And it's not about A, B, and C priorities. Mm-mm. It's about transformation in the way you relate to the things you have to do and to your projects.
Hence, it's far easier than that A, B, and C priority thing.
Okay. In New York City, we have magical relationships, or the magic in relationships, excuse me. It's cool. June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Okay.
By the way, we just came from Hamburg, Germany. Awesome, awesome, awesomeness. And we have scheduled the next courses. It's Freedom to Breathe, which happens on a Friday this time, October 4th, and Transformation in the Workplace, which is on the 5th and the 6th. And I'm telling you about this now because we have an early registration discount for those who want to join us there, and that's May 15th. So you just have about a month, 4 weeks from today. So if you are or so would like to come, then register. Also, the early registration discount for our courses in Costa Rica in January next year is coming up this upcoming Monday, the 22nd. So it's about leadership, listening, communication, well-being. It's an immersion course in the magnificence of you.
And join us for a seminar. You know, this is a small world these days. You can get a plane from somewhere to anywhere. And if you don't fly in a Boeing
yes.
Max, you should be able to make it okay.
And for those of you in the New York area, make it across town.
Right.
Why not?
Join us for a seminar.
Okay.
It will be life expanding, altering.
And profound. Very
and profound.
Sweet. It'll be sweet.
It'll be sweet. It'll be
How
fun.
How sweet it is. Let's
right.
take our next caller, shall
okay.
we?
Okay.
All right, Renata, where are you calling in from today?
Hi, I'm calling from Basel, Switzerland.
Ah, another one of our friends from Basel. Hi.
Basel. Basel?
Hi.
Hi.
So good to hear your voices.
Good to
nice
hear
Nice to hear
yours.
Your voice.
What can we do for you?
So, on a weekend, I met a friend of mine. And I
yeah.
just got to know her a bit better. And now I'm a bit stuck.
In what way?
Because we had a very good time the whole day, and we enjoyed each other. And then in the end, each one of us, we said we want to meet again. We want to do something together again. And now it's only 3 days ago, but I'm already thinking, oh, what do I do, and how do I go on, and should I contact her or not, or, yeah, so
well,
I'm a bit stuck in this way.
I would suggest that you look and see what you have to do this week in your job and in your life, and bring your attention to what's in front of you, into rather than some fantasy about how the future is going to work out.
I mean, that being said, if you want to get together with her again, all you have to do is open your schedule and say, hey, how about Saturday? Is that too soon? Or I'm not available until a week from Monday. Or what's best for you? I had fun. Do you morning, evening, afternoon, want to spend the night? You know, if you don't know that she's not feeling as insecure as you are. She may be afraid of being too forward. If
or
you
being
just
rejected.
And by the way, if you don't ask,
yeah,
the answer
so
is
I.
always no.
Did you hear what Ariel just
yeah.
said, Renat?
It's a bit. The connection is a bit difficult, but I'm listening.
Well, did you hear what Ariel just
said
to you?
I'll say it again. Ready? if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
That's very interesting. I find it really interesting that you didn't hear her twice. So are you ready to hear what Ariel has to say?
I'm listening.
Good. If you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Okay, now I got it.
Good.
I figured I'd let Shia translate for me.
I find it so interesting.
That you're hoping to get together with this new gal friend and you have a hard time hearing
me. I'm listening from a woman.
Oh, well, life is funny that way, isn't it?
It really is.
It is, yeah.
You know what? Renata, you are a lovely, lovely, lovely person. Don't be afraid. If you have to hold back so you're not too forward, she's not a good person to have as a friend.
That's right. If you have to be different than you are to be acceptable, then that's not the person for you. See, we almost speak from time to time.
You know, when Shia and I were first dating, we had our first date. It was really lovely. And then the next night, you know, I hadn't expected the evening with him to be anything other than just a one evening event.
And that's called, in English, that's a one night stand.
But it was so wonderful. And the next day, I was sitting in a coffee shop near where he worked. Of course, I put myself purposefully there so I would happen to be there if he came in, which he did. And then he came in and said, I said,
what are you doing tonight?
And I said, oh, I have a date.
And I said,
break it. And I knew right then and there, I was like, okay, I will. That's great. You know, I loved that he was that interested in me, that he was expressing his interest in me. And that was very exciting. And whether it's a...
And I wasn't being careful.
So whether it's a love relationship or a friendship relationship or, you know, why not be...
yourself. And from there, everything else falls out. You see? If you're being yourself and you're okay being yourself, your life is excellent. You know, but if you're worrying about how to say it right or do it right or, I love this, or not make a mistake... that kind of self-manipulation is not satisfying.
You know, we have a lot of friends who are like lionesses, and then they try to make themselves meek like little mice, and it drives them crazy because you don't want to be a mouse, wear little mouse ears if what you are is a lion. You know, that's a hard pretense to keep together, and you are not a mouse, my friend.
Yeah, that's right.
We know you. Yes, that's right.
So glad you called in today.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. There's nothing wrong talking about how much fun you had with her.
No.
You know? Cool. And how sweet it was.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you.
You're very, welcome. Very welcome.
See you soon in Amber.
Yes, you will. All righty.
Okay.
So let's take our next caller, shall we?
Why not?
All right. Micah, you with us?
Yes, hello. I'm here. Hello.
Oh, how are you? Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm good. Nice to hear you too.
Yeah, when I hear your voice, my face smiles. My cheeks hurt. Micah, you hurt me.
Me too, in the best of ways. You got us smiling all the way up into our eyes.
Well, actually, I just noticed how calm I got during the last, I don't know, half an hour listening to your voices, listening to the questions of the two ones before me. And I was just like very relaxed. It was so good here.
Oh, nice.
So where are you, Micah?
I'm in Hamburg, in Germany. Nice.
One of our favorite places.
Hamburg, Germany, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there's a Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
not too far from here. One of these days, we'll have to stand under the street sign in Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Show people there are others.
There are other Hamburgs. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I know there is, but that's the only one I have been to. It's my Hamburg.
That's good. Come there regularly.
What can we do for you, darling?
Well, I have a question, and it's a question. It's a question about my father and my relationship to him, or how I behave. It's I find myself wanting to help my father a lot, and I'm not sure if that is if that's a good idea. Just to give a little explanation, he stopped working, or at least people want him to stop working. He's 81 years old, and he loves working, and he used to work till, let's say, a couple of months ago. And then he promised his family, especially his wife, my mom, and everybody around him that he would stop working, because everybody would just love him to have more free time. But he loves what he does, and he just does not stop. So when I go visit my parents, he doesn't have a secretary anymore, and I find myself like typing his letters and everything, and I do that with a lot of passion, and I love to do that, and I have many ideas of how I could, let's say, help him, but I'm not sure if that's a good idea, because like my brother and sister, they say he breaks the agreement, but I feel just so much passion for him, and I understand that he doesn't want to stop working. So my question is more or less, is that a good idea that I do that or not?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is that a good idea that you do that or not?
Yeah, now you tell us, is that a good idea if you do that or not?
First thing that comes.
Don't think about it.
Yeah, I find it's a good idea.
The answer is
yeah, I find it's a good idea.
It is a good idea. Look, you know something? My father worked until he was 93.
You also say 81 like it's old. That's only like 3 or 4 years from now for Shia. I fully expect him to be working at 81.
That's right.
You know,
now, when you say 81, it sounds old. When you say 78, it sounds old. But I'm not an age, you know, and your father clearly enjoys work. And that gives him purpose in life. And when you take away a person's purpose, you take away their reason to live. So you certainly should support your dad in working as long as he wants to, because it gives him a vital interest in life. It keeps his mind sharp. He gives him something to aspire to support other people with.
I have a question. It kind of broke up on our end when you answered that. Did you answer it is a good idea or it's not a good idea?
I answered that it's a good idea. I find it's a good idea.
Good. You know, and you may want to, I think it's very interesting when family members think they know better for someone than that person who knows for themselves. And it may be that your mom would like to spend more time with him, but it also may be a fantasy that she'd like to spend more time with him. It may be an ongoing complaint that's happened for many years. So
well, what are they going to do if they spend more time together? They're going to have sex?
probably not,
you see. So,
you know, it may be that they want to plan to go do things together or see things together, but I do know that a lot of people who retire without having an idea of other interests or things they want to do, they very, very quickly find themselves feeling old, useless, and lonely.
And they indulge in their thoughts, and their thoughts are usually negative. They're based in the end of life. They're based in their health is failing. And it's much more supportive for your father for him to engage in something that takes him out of working on himself, like work.
That being said, there is another aspect to this conversation. So, but I think we should address it
After the break?
In the next segment. Can you come back with us after the break?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd love to.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So
yeah.
Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now,
Welcome back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm excited to announce that we are in the midst of working on a new audiobook. Being Here Too is our latest book that's out on Kindle and in hard copy. It's got
26
additional contributors. It's all stories about transformation.
It's short stories about
They're
transformation.
They're so sweet and
heartfelt.
Lovely. If you haven't read it yet, get it. Which will allow you, once we launch it, to have a less expensive version of
the audio.
Yes. So it will be coming out on Audible, not right away, but just letting you know it's in the works. So speaking of listening, thank you for listening to this show. We have some shout outs.
We especially want to shout out to the people in the Bronx of New York.
And that includes all of the teachers and staff at High School of Language and Innovation. We are so honored to work with you. Then there's Dublin, Ireland.
Richardson, Texas.
Brighton, England.
Burbank, California.
Timaru in New Zealand.
Peoria, Illinois.
And Khartoum in the Sudan. Yes, so wherever you're listening.
I love that people are listening in all these different places.
You are part of a worldwide connection of people who have an interest in being here, which is really quite outstanding.
Because every once in a while you hear a message come in on one of the other phones.
Yeah, I hear it.
Well,
that's all right.
I want to see you be brave.
Okay, I'm
being brave too. Just let the words fall out.
Honestly. I want to see you be brave.
Okay, well, now we have a message there that we'll handle later.
Okay, so, yes, wherever you're listening from and wherever you're calling in from, thank you for being one of our listeners. Let's go back to the lovely Micah, shall we?
Okay.
Micah, are you still with us?
I'm still with you, yes.
Just one additional thing in regards to your dad. You may want to encourage him to have a conversation with your brother and sister and your mother about how much he enjoys working, that it's not work for him, that it's still a passion for him, and that there's still life in it. Because you're coming to the time frame in his life where often I see kids start to jockey to be the better daughter, the better son, the better, rather than finding ways in the challenge of family to communicate your perspective or listen to other people's perspectives. Because if your mom is really wanting him for whatever reason, maybe you can foster a climate where they could actually communicate with each other.
Oh, that's interesting. I just noticed when you said that when you said someone wants to be the better sister or daughter or something, that touches something in me. That was a very good remark.
And if I might, I find that in myself. I find it's really important for me with my aging parents and with my two sisters to pay attention to a larger perspective so that I'm doing things that are in the interest of well-being and not
for everybody.
Yes, and not in the interest of my looking good, being liked, or being right, or being the better one. Because, you know, I don't think that'll ever leave. There is hardwired in there that sibling competition, and also hardwired in there the wanting to be liked and adored by my parents. So I can include that and be appropriate and be an adult and, you know, be me.
Yeah. I actually thought I don't want to appear as trying to be the better sister or daughter or whatever, so that's why I kind of did not go as far as I would like to go. I would even go further and encourage my father more to still be working, because I could read or see how capable he still is in arguing and thinking, because I was typing his letters. But I didn't want to be the good one who has always a good solution. So I was more or less trying to not go so forward. Maybe.
Well, here's the thing. You may be the good one. See, you may be the good one with the good solutions.
The other thing is, I want to go back to what Shai was talking with Renata.
It's okay to be good.
With Renata about, and what I was speaking to her about also, and that is about not being careful, about being fully you. If you recognize that you have no desire to compete with them, and you include that, and you have a passion for helping it be easier, bigger, grow, passionate, if you're careful so as not to step on toes, you're going to start feeling very gray and small.
Well, you'll suppress yourself, and then your enthusiasm for life will be diminished, and then you're of no value to anyone. See, your real value, Micah, is that you have something to share, to give, to offer, and that's you. You are a magnificent being, and the world deserves to have your full self-expression. When you start minimizing your self-expression so as not to upset people or disturb people. And I'm not suggesting that you should do anything to upset or disturb, but if you have to suppress yourself and be careful, then your message can't come through. What you have to offer will be altered, will be diminished, and the world will suffer for it.
Oh,
Yeah, that's, I like to hear that. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same advice I give myself.
Because, yes, it's very good to hear that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I could suppress myself so as not to disturb people, but then I wouldn't have anything worthwhile to say.
Yeah.
You know, telling somebody this is it, if they don't want to hear that, is very disturbing.
Can I have one thing for you in particular. I imagine it applies to a lot of people who are listening, but it's something in particular I've noticed about you, Micah. I feel like you add extra energy and try really hard to be a good person.
When you already are.
That's the main thing. You already are. And so you put an extra level of work and concern and second-guessing yourself over top of your impulses. It might be an interesting game to just let yourself fly for a little bit and see how it turns out, see how it works for you.
Yeah, we look and see what your truth is and express yourself rather than try to say it in a way that will be acceptable.
And will not be hurtful to all the parties involved. Well,
You're not a hurtful person, so I don't see it as a problem.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't say that for a lot of people.
No,
I think some people have an inborn kind of bitey chip or nasty streak.
And we've known you for several years, and we have never seen anything of that nature
in you. Even at your most irritable, you're still nice.
Good. Well, thank you very much. That was, I feel very good now.
That's great.
I hope you have an awesome rest of your day.
I didn't hear your last sentence. I didn't hear it.
She hopes you'll have an awesome rest of your life.
Uh-huh, right.
She said I expanded it to the rest of your life.
I like it. I like it. I endorse that. Thank you. Thanks for calling
in
today.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
We have another Micah.
Yeah, at risk of being redundant, we're going to have Micah, although this Micah is not in Hamburg. Where are you calling in from today, Micah?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Shaya. I'm calling in from Düsseldorf in Germany.
Oh, good. We got the whole German connection going here.
Right.
Well, along with a dose
little
of Swiss.
Swiss.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice to hear you. What can we do for you?
Thank you. It is really, it's amazing. I'm part of the community, I would say, now around 4 years. And when I first called in, I wanted to ask my question or to make my point. And this time, it's so lovely just to listen to your voices, to the question of the other callers. I'm so inspired by every sweet little interaction now.
Well, you know something, Micah? I am so inspired by you. Because then when I hear what you say just now, that's inspirational. That you have discovered how to be interested in life, not just you, but in the life of others, and how things happen in life, that you're here enough to listen to that. That is wonderful. That's inspiring.
Part of what's inspirational about it is you've just given all of our listeners the keys to having their life be sweet.
Having well-being. It's about getting interested in others, taking your attention off how you're doing, if you've gotten far enough. To your mind, you never get far enough. To your mind, you're never good enough. You never reach the heights of your career. No matter how successful you are, to your thoughts, that's never enough.
You know, the thing that's neat about it too is when you let go of your agenda, your questions, you're trying to get ahead and you listen, if you still have that question, you still have that desire It comes back.
Right.
It naturally comes back.
But your listening allows the person who's speaking to be brilliant.
Mm.
See, listening,
yeah.
Is a skill set that most people don't even have the beginnings of an inkling in how huge listening is. Listening can heal a person if you listen to them. You know how so many people say the same things over and over? That's because nobody has gotten what they were saying. Nobody has listened in a way that they took what was being said into themselves, so the person who was saying it no longer had it.
You know, we talk about listening enough, and you've been around us enough, and I imagine a lot of the people who listen to our podcasts listen enough that you think listening is a normal thing, being here is a normal thing, letting go of things is a normal thing, but one of the things that Val mentioned when she was talking about her time with this lovely, lovely woman who I hope to meet sometime soon was, and Jean, if you listen to the show, I hope you don't mind that I'm revealing things that Val said about you, that Jean was mentioning she'd played Schubert for some friends of hers, and she'd made a mistake somewhere in the midst of the piece, and a week later, 2 weeks later, she was still berating herself for having made that mistake. And Val said to her, according to Val, "Did your friends notice?" And she said, "No." She said, "Well, then you can let that go, and you can enjoy the next measure of music and the next note and the next phrase. You can let that go and be here." And Jean listened to her, and it was like new. It was like, oh, a new possibility. I'm so impressed that Val spent time. I'm so impressed that in her 90s, Jean is interested in listening and learning new things, that your life can be new, rather than same old.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Did you call in? We have just like
about a minute and a half
left. Did you have a question, or did you just call in to be a part of the show today? Did you have something?
Was your question answered in listening to the others?
I didn't have a question, and when I listened, there was no question at all. So I feel very light and happy. So thanks a lot for this lovely call.
Well, thank you, because you know you're feeling light and lovely makes me feel very good about what we do.
And it translates similarly to how people, you were listening to the three previous callers, people are now listening to you, and you're actually being a possibility. You're being here. It's a demonstration of what's possible.
And so much has happened for you, Micah. So I'm thrilled with how your life is going.
You know, and thank you for investing in weekends and in Costa Rica and inviting your friends. Even sometimes people say, "No, I'm not interested," and that can be disappointing. And that you've kept expressing yourself and sharing yourself is
awesome.
Awesome. We're coming to the end of the show.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. If you've enjoyed the show today, feel free to share it. It grows as you share it. Next week's show.
Yes.
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 Oh, yes.
That's next week's show.
Awesome. Awesomeness. It's been really an honor to be with you all today.
Yeah, so thanks for listening.
And you know what? Come on back. And in the meantime, don't miss
being
here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.